Okay, well, God bless everyone and welcome to another fellowship. And we are the 13th of September 2018. And looking forward to another great fellowship. So how's everyone been going? Would someone like to open up with a word of prayer? Anna or Petra, would you like to open up with a word of prayer?
Yeah, sure. Father, I thank you for this meeting and I thank you for all these connections on Skype. I thank you also for our hearts, for the words you have for us tonight. And I thank you for you taking care of our hearts and all our needs so that we can give our heart to you and the things you have for us. And I give to you now, each one of us here, our lives and every needs in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Praise Amen. God. Well, thank you for praying us. You know, our prayers are just so important to God, and our prayers for one another is even more important. And I was thinking, I want to say, if we could sing happy birthday, because it's Cynthia's birthday, and I missed it. I usually see people's birthday on Facebook, and it was September the 11th. So, Cynthia, sorry that I missed you, but I think we should sing you happy birthday. And it was also Jesus Christ's birthday. And then also we were remembering the sad things that happened on September the 11th with the Twin Towers and the people that lost their lives and all those that were affected. In fact, the whole world was affected by that. And so it was just, that was a real poignant time and sad time to reflect on. But then we've got the other side of it where we know that Jesus Christ was born, that God so loved the world that he gave his only son. And so now that we are now heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ, and you know, we can walk and live and move and have our being with God and get our answers and stuff. So, let's sing happy birthday. Everyone ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. I know it might be a bit of a hard one on the Skype, but we'll go for it anyway. So, Cindy, this is for you, love. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. God's blessings
on you.
God's blessings
on you.
God's blessings on Cynthia. God's blessings
on me.
And many more too.
Well done. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Aww. So Cindy, how would you like to kick us off? What did you do on your birthday?
What did we do? We ordered sushi at an Italian place and watched a movie that was probably not the most edifying. It was Deadpool 2.
Oh, wow. That's cool. I want to see
edifying.
That. Was it good?
It was pretty graphic.
All right.
I was kind of like, you know, we fill ourselves with the word so much that watching that was kind of, we were both like, ugh, by the end of it.
Yeah.
We had to, like, watch more, you know, Keith Moore to counteract it.
Yeah, it's funny, because I usually, when I'm on Facebook, there's some days I usually check whose birthday it is. It usually gives you a thing that is so-and-so's birthday. And then some people's birthdays don't show up, and then but other people notice their birthday and they're posting them on. I usually always say happy birthday, but I must have missed it that day. Because I almost certainly do like to wish people happy birthday. Like, there was quite a few people's birthdays today. So, but anyway, we can have a birthday every day.
Sure, you guys can see my wall. I'm not sure if I have it that you can or not. I'll have to check.
Yeah, okay. But anyway, happy birthday anyway. We love you very much, and you guys are always in our prayer. And I was just really thinking how wonderful this Skype fellowship is actually, you know, growing, and God bringing everyone together is just so wonderful. And that, you know, it builds a vision in our hearts and minds, doesn't it? Which is really great. So who would like to, I'll leave it open to you guys on the internet. Who would like to start off? Anything in your heart you want to share? If it's a testimony, share it. If it's something from the Word of God, share it. Whatever's in your heart. And just go away. And don't all rush at once.
I would like to share.
Okay, Amy, you go ahead, love. And you've got as long as you like.
Okay, I just came back from a long trip, another one, And it was a trip that I went to California to see my mom, her three sisters, her three remaining sisters. My cousins threw like this sort of matriarch party. It was all of the four sisters plus all of their children and some of their children's children. So they had their grandchildren and great-grandchildren there, and it was really great. I mean, it was a wonderful time reconnecting with my family and stuff. And all my brothers and sisters were there. And I have a brother who has cerebral palsy. He's 60 years old. And he gave this sort of testimony that just, I mean, it really, when I heard him speak, you know, sometimes there are things that you don't know. And this was one of the things I just didn't know. And my brother said, you know, he was talking about my mom, and he said, you know, the doctors told my mother that the best thing that they could do for him was to put him in a home, him and my sister, they were twins, because he would not be, you know, anything more than where he was at. He would always be a burden or whatever. However they put that, they told him basically that his life wouldn't amount to much of anything. And now he is 60 years old, and albeit he is confined to a wheelchair, he still goes to Sacramento at least once or twice a year to advocate for disabilities, for people with disabilities. He lives by himself in independent living. He has help, but they come in to help. It's not somebody that lives there with him. And the fact that he was there in the first place just, you know, it blew me away, because he's, you know, he's 60. He's kind of getting a little older. And, you know, so he's a very solid human being. You know, he's really solid on the top, because he uses all of his upper strength in order to get that, you know, in and out of the wheelchair. He has one of those ones that leans all the way back, goes up and down. It's just like got all kinds of bells and whistles, and it does all kinds of things. So you can't really take that chair with him. You have to take a manual chair. So I picked him up, and I'm going to tell you about the inner man that we have. There was two of us that had to put my brother in the car, and just one to take him out, and that was me. And all the way back to his house, he lives like in Fremont, so it was like a 45-minute. And I'm praying, God, I need the strength, because I cannot do this by myself. Not only can I was going to take him out of my car, put him back in his wheelchair, then take him out of that wheelchair and put him in his automatic wheelchair, the real big one, and then undress him and then put him in the bed. So I'm like praying, because I'm thinking, it took two of us to put him in the car, and I got to do this, you know. But God, I am not kidding you guys, I don't know how, but I got him out of that chair, I got him into my car, got him out of my car, got him back into his chair, got him in his house, out of that chair, into his big chair. He helped a lot, but only as much as his body would allow him, because, you know, he just doesn't have any in his lower body. He has no strength in his lower body. And his upper body has been worn out from bearing all of the weight of the rest of his body. So I'm just like, this whole time, I'm just, you know, God, you have to help me, because I can't do this by myself. Got him up there, got him in the bed, got him changed, got his clothes, you know, his pajamas on, got him in his bed, and I'm like, wow. And did that twice on two separate occasions. And then I'm just, you know, like, this whole time, I am like amazed at how God has worked. My sister and my brother basically did not have the best life. And so all kinds of, there's a lot of resentment and bitterness and all kinds of stuff that, you know, they could actually be going through. But I saw the love of God just melt my sister's heart. My sister, boy, I wish you guys knew. My sister is like the queen of grumpy.
I thought that was Kim. I'm joking.
And she found her twin. She's a red herring. It's my sister. But, you know, the thing about it is my sister is just like, she could find, if there was anything positive around, she would find the negative. If it was all positive, she would find something negative about it. But I am telling you, when you don't address or engage that stuff, you have no idea how that switches the whole situation.
Yep.
If you don't engage in it and you just talk about God, you talk about, you know, the positive, what God has done, or bring her back to the Word, or whatever. I've never seen nothing like that. It's just like putting it back in the realm in which we live in. And
yeah.
I want to read something to you real quick.
Take your time, no problem.
This thing that John G. Lake wrote, he said, Christ has a purpose in you. Christ's purpose in you is to reveal himself to you, through you, and in you. God wants to bring out all the qualities of God in your soul to bring out the individuality that is in your life. Not to submerge or destroy, but to change it, to energize it, to enlarge it until all your individuality and personality and being are of the nature and substance and quality of God. Remember, it's God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. If we don't take ourselves to those situations and let, you know, and have the idea that it should come out like I want it to, but allowing the God in the Christ, we are, I don't know when it hit me, but we are born again. We're not this dead people. You know, it's like from Adam and Eve, there were going to be people. There was always going to be people. More and more and more and more of them. And God was not willing to allow us to be damned and subject to his enemy, so he promised his son. We got born again, so we have this life that is in us, so that when he talks, we listen and obey, and he energizes, and he turns things around, and he lightens up things, and your real you shines through, the real you. And it doesn't mean that you have to, you know, when you're walking in who you are, it's not like you're turning people to Jesus like a religious kind of thing. It's that you're turning them to him because of love, that deep, abiding love that God had for people, for his man. He made us so that we could be with him, so that he could direct us and bless us and, you know, and show us off. You know, if I saw that so big, when it wasn't like me trying to know everything, but just loving her, just loving my sister. We spent so much time. She still talks about it. That was the best time. We went and worked out, and it was just this, it was so sweet.
Wow.
I cannot remember a time when it was that sweet.
Yeah.
It was great. It was such a great time.
Oh, bless your heart. That's so great, Amy. Yeah, I mean, that Christ in us is just, you know, the more I get older now as a believer, I mean, I'm only 51, so I'm still very, 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 very young. And still handsome, as I tell myself every morning when I look at myself in the mirror. I'm seeing that the relationship and dependency has to be with God. And, you know, because, you know, we get involved with one another, and God really wants us to empower one another and to build one another up. but it's through our quality time with the Father, and, you know, through the prayers, through the, you know, letting Him work in our hearts, and He's working with us because He wants us to be the best. He doesn't want anything to hold us down from what He's called us to do, and He cares about each and every one of us individually very, very much. What is important to you is very important to God, and then when we allow Him access into our life, into those areas of our lives that there might be areas in our lives that we haven't really dealt with, and or we've put to the side, but God is saying, look, let me free you up in these areas, you know, so that you can really travel light, that you can really be who I've called you to be, and that Christ can really manifest from you so that you can empower other people, because God has empowered us with the Spirit of God, the Christ in us, the hope of glory. And I'm seeing more and more it's all about serving the other person with heart and with love, and, you know, and being thankful for what we have in our lives. And it was like Kim started back to work this week. And, you know, and I thought, well, bless her heart, like, you know, she wants to get out there because she doesn't like being confined in this, I call it my little rat cage. It's not, it's our home, and we're blessed. And so I got up and I was like, God, what can I do to bless Kim? What was the things that she, you know, that she would really like? And God was just showing me and working in my heart, and I was doing all these little bits of things. He said, now have her coffee ready when she comes back, and do this, and go and get some beef, and you can cook a roast dinner. And so I thought, yeah, I don't really cook, but I'll give it a go. And so I went and done all these things, and it was such a blessing to see her blessed.
Tell them how you researched about the tenderness.
Oh, yeah, and then I, because we went out for a Sunday dinner on Sunday to the pub, and the beef that they cook is so lovely. I mean, it's nice and it's like, it's what do you call it, medium, isn't it? Like this pink in the middle, not too pink, but just how it should be professionally done. So I was researching, and I found out if you touch the side of your cheek when you're cooking the beef, it shows you that that beef is rare, even though it might be brown on the outside. But if you touch your chin, then that type of tenderness, when you touch the beef, then it's medium rare. And so I was sharing this with Kim, because when she come over, she's a bit fussy with her food, so she took over, and which I don't mind anyway. And so she got it perfect. So I told her that tip, and she applied it, and it worked, didn't it, love?
Yeah.
We had a lovely roast beef, and the beef, I actually brought the beef too big, so it lasted us a couple of days, but it was a real blessing. And then tonight, Maya's here, and the Becky Janty, one of the believers, she obviously she's coming towards the end of her pregnancy, like Leanne, so she came over, and then she gave Leanne a lift back with Maya, but Maya wanted to go outside on her bike, and no one really wanted to go outside on the bike with her. But then I just realized, like, you know, like even serving my grandchild or any child, you know, just to bless their little hearts. And because she really got upset about it, because, like, I think she really thought she was going to do it before she went home. So I had some stuff to do, but I put that to the side to make sure that her needs were met in her heart. And God was just showing that, you know, we should take care for one another, to love one another, to, if there is any needs, like the birth, like Cynthia's birthday, you know, that's important. You know, Cindy, Cynthia, do I call you Cynthia or Cindy? Which is the best one? What would you like me to call you?
Everyone calls me Cindy.
Cindy, yeah. And because I thought someone said, oh, it's Cynthia, so I thought I better say Cynthia, and Kim's looking at me saying it's Cindy, and I'm getting a bit confused. So, like, Cindy's birthday, that's important, you know, it's her birthday, and God, you know, brought her into the world through her mum, and it's good that we celebrate these things. These things mean a lot to people, and, you know, sometimes when we overlook things, you know, some people can get hurt. So, yeah, so this is how God's been working in my heart, just showing me the details of other people and how we can bless, how we can serve, how we can lift up. And we're all about empowering one another, encouraging one another. And because of some of the things that have gone on recently, and also with September the 11th, I was looking at that. I'd done a teaching. I put it on the blog. It put, how you respond to discouragement determines the outcome. And I looked at the definition of the word discouragement. And its meaning, and discouragement means making less confident. It is a state of having lost your confidence or enthusiasm for something. And we've all been there, where we've been discouraged, where we've lost our enthusiasm for something. And there is the act of discouraging, or the state of being discouraged. And we don't want to have any part of any of them. We don't want to be a discourager, and we don't want to be discouraged. And we don't want to be demoralized, or be in despair, or be in despondency, or be disheartened. And like Amy with her brother and serving there, you know, adding value and blessing to other people's lives. And it's, you know, we can speak all the Bible we want, but if we don't live the word that we know and serve others, then how are they going to see Christ? How are they going to see that love of God? So all these things are just so important, and this is what I'm just sharing a little bit of what working in my heart. But anyway, and you just reminded me, Amy, of that, so thank you. So who else would like to share? Who else has got stuff to share there?
No. Okay, so Bruce, yeah, this is Chrissy. I just wanted to say hello to you all. God bless.
God bless you, Chrissy. Would you gonna share, Cindy?
Yeah, but I can wait. I can go after Christy.
No, carry on. I just think Christy was saying hi to everyone.
Oh, okay. So with Bruce, you know, he had started the chemo and he had done 3 infusions. Well, before the second infusion, when I was praying, I felt like God was saying, you know, like just giving me a knowing, like that Bruce didn't need the chemo. And I was saying to him, you know, I didn't know if I should say something, but I said, you know, God's telling me this isn't really the best thing. And so then we talked about it. We decided just to wait and see what happens.
Yeah.
And after the next chemo infusion, he had a bad reaction to it. So it was like we were already prepared because God had, you know, we had this conversation and everything. So then we just said, okay, you know, no more.
Yeah.
Doc like it, but we think that Bruce is already healed, and we just feel like this was overkill. That's pretty much what God was showing me about it. And Bruce was getting the same thing, and we just said, you know what? You need to build your strength up. It says Bruce's son, my stepson, is getting married on November 17th in Virginia, and we want to be all like, you know,
with our
bells on,
yeah. Yeah.
But he's been having a little bit of problem with his O2, and we think it's from the chemo. So it would be good if we could pray for that.
Yeah.
Then we could,
his
oxygen.
Right. Yeah.
His oxygen.
So you want us to pray for the oxygen, yeah?
But first of all, Cindy, that's pretty amazing what you said about God showing you about the chemotherapy, because obviously when I had the cancer, I was in the hospital on the Sunday night, and on the Monday I was due to have radiotherapy. And that was when God woke Lawrence and told him that I was ill but not unto death, and that I was to come out of the hospital. And I mean, I was pretty weak at the time. I think I'd been in hospital about 6 or 7 weeks by then. And Lawrence came into the hospital, it was about 5 o'clock in the morning, and he said, that's it, you're coming home. God's told me that you're ill but not unto death, and you're not to have that radiotherapy. And I, against all the doctor's wishes, we signed ourselves out and we came home. But I really do believe that if I'd gone ahead with that radiotherapy, I wouldn't be here today. It was the only reason they wanted to give it to me was because they said it was going to prolong my life by 3 months. And when he read up about it after I'd come home, it was saying that it can, if your immune system's already totally shot, you could have like 6 to 8 weeks of being really, really ill from this radiotherapy. And, you know, for some people it doesn't work, but it makes them even iller. So it was so of God that Lawrence done that day, that God showed him in the as he was sleeping, and he came to the hospital and took me out. because I really do believe that God was showing him that if I'd have gone down that path, it wasn't the right path for me personally, and that I needed to be home. And so, you know, it's pretty amazing how God works within us and shows us things. And, you know, we just have to stay pretty sharp and tuned in to pick up on it. But, yeah, I just was really blessed to hear that God had showed you that, and that he's, even though he had the reaction, you knew it's not the right path to go down. You know, and God does show us the way. He really does. So,
amen.
I'll let Lawrence pray now.
Okay, so we're praying for just the oxygen. Is there anything specific in there?
No, just the oxygen increasing, my health getting better. I get even stronger and gaining weight.
Okay. So is there any... Sorry, Bruce. Sorry. Let you finish.
We believe the cancer is gone.
Amen.
As you know, the tumor shrank, and then they gave me radiation, and they shrank more. And then before, he was only home a week before they started this chemo. And even over that week, I saw it shrinking, you know. Anything, there was nothing there. He took a shower and I was washing him. There was nothing there. And then the doctor couldn't feel anything.
Amazing.
And so we just think that maybe there was a little tube there that it got rid of, but it's done now, you know. We just think it's gone. So
amen.
We're just like, the cancer's not, we don't think it's there.
Yeah. Amen. I believe that too with you. All right. Is there anyone on the Skype that would like to minister to Bruce?
I will.
Who was that?
Amy.
Amy, go for it, sweetheart.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I just thank you right now for the spirit that you have given us, Father. Thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, and how over 2,000 years ago, Father, the consequences for the curse of sickness was laid on him. And thank you, God, that we have been judged. We have been found not guilty in him because he has taken it on him, and that by his stripes we were healed. And I pray these things, God, for our confidence, to let us, to give us the assurance that you have and you mean what you say, and that by the stripes of our Lord Jesus Christ, those multiple hours that he received all of the pain and the sickness and the disease and everything else that the enemy could launch against him were put on him. And so therefore, at this point, they have no right to our lives. And I spiritually lay my hands on Bruce and thank you, Father, for complete clearing of his whole body of all of the chemotherapy, radiation, dissipating and removing and releasing and washing out of his body. I claim his perfect health. I claim his strength increasing. I speak peace over him. I speak health, and I speak the increased weight, Father, that every bit of nutrition that goes into his body stays, and it becomes, it makes his body healthier, bigger, and stronger, and gives him more weight, Father, on his body that he needs. Increase his muscle mass, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you, Father, for having done and doing all these things, God, in Bruce's body and in his heart, his mind. I pray and I thank you for Cynthia, and thank you, Father, for the blessing that she is in his life. You knew this day, Father, and that this person, Cynthia, is the best encouragement that he can have. She is there to encourage and build and strengthen him, and to love and just to put her arms around him, Father. She is there for him at this time, at this moment, at this hour. And I thank you, Father, that these things come to pass immediately, God, not some 4 or 5 weeks down the line, but immediately, Father. Father, you and I know that I have seen these things happen. And I know, Father, that you are a God of all wonders, and that you have all done, you've done all of this. So I cancel any assignment that the enemy may have against him. I cancel it in the name of Jesus Christ. You are banished. You may not touch him. You have no right to him. and I claim his perfect health in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. And Heavenly Father, I just want to agree there in prayer with Amy. We all agree in prayer what she prayed to you, Father, and what she commanded, Father, and that you've given that authority to us, that we can use that authority and to minister to one another. And I also thank you for blessing Cindy and Bruce, for your peace in their heart, for every need being met in their life. And I just command the breathing in Bruce right now to increase, the oxygen and his lungs and all the red cells and the red corpuscles and white corpuscles are in balance. And I command oxygen to flow now right to his lungs and to open up his lungs and to the whole airway, that his breathing is even better than it's ever been, Father, and that strength returns to his body, energy and weight in his body. And I thank you for your peace which passeth understanding, God, that you're there and that you are a mighty God. And I thank you for your wonderful love and the power that you've given us, Father, that we can pray to you and that we can use our authority, Father, that you've empowered us to declare your word and say what we want and not what we see. And I thank you, Father, for this wonderful gift that you've given to us of Holy Spirit, God, and that we can become closer to you and that you are at work daily in all of our lives, Father, whether we see it or whether we don't, that you watch over us with tender care and concern for our lives, Father. And I thank you for this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise God. Listen.
Amen.
Amen.
Done deal. Okay.
I'm going to tell you guys one more thing. When I was in, I drove from Texas to California. That's a 25-hour drive. So I got some sleep maybe twice on the way over. When I got there, I stopped at a little drugstore because I needed to get a toothbrush because of all things, I left my toothbrush at home. And I left, I went to my mom's house, and I couldn't find my sunglasses. So I went back to the drugstore. Now, I'm exhausted. I'm so tired. I'm just like, I don't even know how tired. I'm just like, just moving. I don't know how I'm moving. I'm just moving. And there was this guy that walked up to me when I was coming out of the drugstore the second time. And he wants, you know, he was, wants to me to buy something or some kind of, not my honor. But anyway. So he starts talking about an illness that he had. I didn't miss a beat. I was like, you know, buddy, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, you were healed. And he goes, that's right. And I said, Jesus Christ got up and out of here 2,000 years ago. And he goes, that's right. And I said, do you want me to pray for you? And he goes, yeah. So I prayed for him. And then as I'm driving out of the parking lot, he tells his friend, and all out loud, I've been healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ, buddy. I'm like, you are so good, God. I mean, it was just awesome. Yeah, man, she did. She told me, and I was like, yep, that's right, by the stripes of Jesus Christ. It was very cool. I was very tired, but he was like, okay, God, thank you.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that, Amy. Bless your heart, love. Anna, do you want to share, or Pedro? Anna? Are you guys there?
Sorry,
yes, we are.
we messed up with the buttons there.
Carry
we
on,
were not
please.
Really sharing about anything. We're just enjoying listening to your sharings, and we're blessed with these testimonies of believers and healing. So for the moment, me, myself, I don't quite have nothing to share, but I'm blessed by hearing you guys. So keep going. Thank you.
Thank you, Pedro. That's great. Okay, welcome, Scott. God bless you, Scott.
Hey, God bless you, and I'm ready for another great day of fellowship. How's everybody doing?
Yeah, we're all doing great, brother.
Yeah, we're good.
God is really good. Is there anything in your heart, Scott, you want to share? Bambi, obviously, is not joining us tonight. She's got a a driving test or something in Nicaragua. So.
Oh, right. Okay, I remember she talked about that last week. So, we just have to trust our Father and, not our five senses. He knows more about us than we know about ourselves. That's all I was sharing. I was sharing that with Maria before, who just popped on, and and just be guided by the Spirit every day, because sometimes that old man nature kicks in and tries to guide us, and that's where we really want to focus on Him. So that's what I wanted to share today to get things started, and just expecting big things from God.
Brilliant. I'm just trying to find your mum on here, Scott. She's because when I went to call earlier on, it wouldn't let me. It didn't have the phone icon to press, so I had to re-add everyone in the group. So she should have had a missed call on her thing. So if she presses that one, she should come straight into where we all are.
Yeah, she'll pop on. She's probably just finishing up with the customer right now, and I expect that she'll sign on any time now.
Yeah, she said she couldn't find the link, so just in case. But she should see a missed call. If she joins that one, that'd be fine. But before I ask anyone else here, I want to introduce Catherine, who lives just about 4 miles down the road from us. So, Catherine, can you unmute your mic and just introduce yourself, and if there's anything you want to say, you can say that.
How do I unmute it?
Oh, you're unmuted. Oh, that's fine.
Unmuted.
We can hear you. Carry on, sweetheart.
You can hear me, can you?
Yeah. Welcome to the fellowship, love.
All right. Hi, everybody. Right. My name's Catherine. As Lawrence just said, I live just down the road from him and Kim. I've known Kim and Lawrence for about 22 years now, because our sons went to school together. And so, I've known them a very long time. Lovely couple, lovely family. And, they're great. They're a great couple.
And you're great too, as well.
And I'll give you the tenor for praising us up later.
Oh, she stole the words right out of my mouth. I was like, oh, I'm trying to say
that. I didn't pay her to say it.
Hey, Catherine.
Don't forget mine, Kim.
No, I won't.
So just share with everyone how you came about to be on the Skype Fellowship.
Oh, right, okay. Right, when Lawrence went and downloaded his teachings, because obviously we've been friends on Facebook for a little while, and I was going through the teachings, and I came across the one that Kim teached, and it was about don't let your heart be troubled, and I listened to it, and really made me think, and like everything that Kim was explaining about like trouble and whatever it was, I can't remember now everything, but I thought it was really, really good, and I thought, oh, I want to learn more. So I asked Lawrence like if I could join the group, because I got really, really interested in it, and so that's how I started, really, and that's how, I wanted to join the group, because after listening to Kim, it's like, wow, cool, maybe I could start thinking that way too, like, don't be troubled, like, just pray to God and He will help you, and since I've been doing that, and since I've took note of what Kim said, and obviously a couple of teachings that Lawrence has done as well, it's like it has really made me think, and I have been starting to pray more, and I have been starting to ask for help more, and things, has got sorted, and now I don't let things get to me now. I'm thinking, well, it will sort itself out because God will help. Yeah. But, apart from that, Kim got such an angelic voice when she's doing her teaching, so I was like falling asleep as well, but I didn't mean to. But it was she's got such a calming voice. It's like, cool. But yeah, I finished listening to it the following day, and it's like, yeah, it was like, yeah, it really did make me think, and that's how I, you know, got into it, you know, and I just want to learn more, really.
That's awesome, Catherine.
So yeah, so thanks for Kim and Lawrence. So, yeah.
Yeah, Catherine's a lovely lady. I mean, we used to call her Kate. And years ago, when Leanne was younger, Leanne's full name is Leanne Mary Tor. Obviously, her name's different now because she's married. But when she went to school, Leanne used to write her name down as Leanne Mary Kate Tor, because she loved Kate or Catherine so much. And so the teacher always used to call Leanne's name out as Leanne Mary Kate Tor. So you know, you're a wonderful person, Catherine, and I'm so blessed that you've listened to the teachings, and God is really with you, and I know He's helping you, and you know, there's been a great change in you and your heart, and you're a wonderful person, and you always have been. So
thank you.
I've always thought about you. I always said to Danny, you know, so I always refer to you as Kate. How's Kate and how's Christopher? It's good that you go and share the word with them, you know, if God shows you to do that. But it's funny how God worked it so that you come across it yourself and you listen to yourself. And it just goes to show, like, our desires and our prayer for people, that God puts people in our heart. And whether we speak to them or not, He'll make the way open for us to share His word with them. And so it's just really wonderful. I'm so blessed that you've joined us, Catherine. So thank you very much.
Thank you. I pray
that you really get your needs met and you get encouraged by the things that people are sharing. And bless your heart. And our love to Christopher. I hope he's doing well as well. And
He's fine. Thank you.
That's good. Send him our love. And but it's really great. Our lives are a witness. And Leanne's got a friend called Emily, and it's her birthday today, and she's in Dubai. Now, Emily, Leanne, and a couple of friends were in a big car crash, and the top of the roof got taken off. But by a miracle, nothing happened to them. They all walked away. They had some injuries. Apart from Leanne, had a little whiplash in her ear, wasn't it? Love was ripped.
Tiny little cut
on her ear. But someone broke their back. And that night, before they went out, I said to this Emily, make sure you don't drink. And it was just what God was showing me. And I woke up in the middle of the night and I said, Kim, be ready for the phone to ring. And as soon as I said that, I said, it's Leanne. And as soon as I said that, the phone rung, and it was the hospital saying that our daughter was at the hospital.
Involved in
a car crash, and so were her friends. And we went there, and thankfully God had really protected Leanne and also spared the life of the friends, because the whole roof come off. We got pictures of the wreckage. And so anyway, this young girl, Emily, she was a bit of a rogue back then and kind of a rebellious type of girl, but always a lovely girl. And anyway, so Leanne said, she's going to have to go down and have her leg operated on. But even though she knew I was angry at her, she called me and she said, I'm going down for my operation. Could you pray for me? So I prayed for her. Anyway, going back, I think she got pregnant and she lost a baby not so long ago. And she'd been finding it hard to get pregnant. And Leanne just recently had a baby shower. And she came to the baby shower and she's been listening to the teachings that I put on the Facebook. And I didn't know this. And she was sharing with me that. She goes, I really like your teachings and I do listen to them. And she goes, and I really want to be pregnant. Anyway, as we were speaking, God just showed me that she was going to get pregnant. And I said, listen, don't worry. You're going to be pregnant and it's going to be very soon and everything's going to be cool. Anyway, I got a message from her on her birthday today, and she sent, and I put a happy birthday on her Facebook wall. And then she sent me this message. She said, Laura, I found out, and it's very funny how she said it because it made me laugh, because if anyone else was reading it, they would have a different kind of mindset, and you'll see what I mean. She put, Laura, I found out I was pregnant this morning. I can't help but to think it was something to do with you, I do believe. And so grateful. So, but it's how she said it made me laugh. And I just wrote back and I put, God is great. It's all about pure faith that God can do the impossible if when everything seems to be like there's no way, God will always make a way when we believe. Congratulations to you both. And she said, thank you very much. So I was sharing that with Leanne today, and Leanne had like tears come to her eyes because it was so important for Emily to have this baby. She's met a wonderful guy that she's married, and her life's really going well, and she's had a tough upbringing herself, love, isn't she? But all Leanne's friends are all believers, and it's from years ago when we run the fellowship, and one of the other girls, her name is Danielle, and her mum and her family was the biggest in Europe. There was 15 kids from the same mum and dad, and her mum disappeared when she went on holiday. I think she had a little bit of a breakup with her dad, and she'd been gone for quite a long time, and she come to one of the fellowships, and she was there, you know, like kind of breaking her heart, and then God just showed me that her mum was coming back, and I said, listen, your mum's going to be back this week, and she looked at me like I was mad, and the very, not the next day, but the day after, her mum actually returned home, and this really got her convinced about God, and so God, the reason why I'm sharing that is that, you know, our words are seed, and they will produce fruit. And when we speak words of faith, without no doubts, and God is energized that, and we speak them into people's life, you're seeing them come to pass. Like, you know, women, there's my sister, Rebecca, her friend's friend was like 47 years old, tried IVF treatment, couldn't get pregnant or anything like that. And she heard some of the testimonies about women that I've ministered to that got pregnant. And so she called me over the phone, this lady, and I, you know, I ministered to her, and God gave me words for her. And I didn't know to 2 years later that not long after I prayed with her and encouraged this woman, she fell pregnant. And then when she called me back, it was 2 years later that, you know, she had a healthy child, and the child was 2 years old. And it was just so amazing that, you know, we can speak, you know, as God works in us with great confidence. And there's other people that have got back to me like years later for things that I've ministered to and said, oh, I forgot to tell you that when I asked you to minister me for this thing, that I got the deliverance. So, you know, God is at work, and we need to be confident in the words that we speak and have full faith in the words that we speak, because God will back up his word, especially when people are coming for ministering. So we can be pretty confident in the things that we're saying. Sometimes we think, was that right? Should I have said that? Like, you know, one lady that needed to become pregnant, she was 45 years old, and God showed me that she was going to be pregnant, and she was going to have a boy. And I spoke it.
Healthy boy.
A healthy baby boy. And no sooner as I spoke those words, I thought, my God, I just told her she's going to have a boy. She's going to get pregnant and have a boy. Oh, what happens if that don't happen? And I said, God, like, you know, I've spoken these words, and I believe them because you put them in my heart, but that's a big deal, you know, what I've said to this lady, and I don't want to give anyone false hope, so I just thank you that it was your word. And then, anyway, what happened? She had a healthy baby boy, and there's a big testimony with that. So, you know, be confident in the words that you declare to other people. So, Maria, welcome on to the Skype Fellowship. How are you doing, Maria? Are you there? Oh, I know you're on, but perhaps you got your microphone muted. Okay, who hasn't shared? Kim.
I already shared, but can we pray for, we have this Hurricane Florence.
Yeah.
That's hitting the South Carolina area, like right now. It might be a good thing for all of us to pray for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And also, I have a couple of people that I witnessed to on Twitter that I would kind of like to pray for. One of them, her name is Clara, and her husband Ken had a cancer scare, and I prayed with her, and I was saying, you know, it's not cancer, just have faith. And the other one was her, and then she had a cancer scare, but she's also paralyzed on one side because she had a stroke. And now they're telling her she has MS, but they were trying to say she might have cancer and want to pay with her. And I was saying it's something autoimmune, and now they're telling her it's MS. But anyway, she said, oh, I think this is just God's plan for my life. And I said, no, it's not God's plan for you to be sick. So I'm going to keep working on her. I said, you're going to walk again. You're going to get better.
Amen.
So
yeah.
Hopefully get her in this fellowship, because Clara, she's a great lady, and her husband Ken, and I've got them watching the Keith Moore videos and stuff. And yeah, there's another one of my friends that has Parkinson's that, you know, I've been witnessing to her. So, you know, there's people that you don't, you know, I talk about Bruce and stuff to some of my friends on Twitter, not like out in public, but we talk in chats and stuff. And there's a lot of people who have been blessed by what God has done to him.
Yeah.
Too. And it, yeah, it's been a great witness to the people I know on Twitter that I'm closer with, that I actually talk to in like chat rooms and stuff.
Mm.
So.
Would you like to pray then, Cindy?
Okay, so I just want to pray for these Twitter people that we can get some of them in this fellowship, and I want to pray for the people in the path of Hurricane Florence, that God just keeps them safe, and that there's not a lot of damage or destruction, and that it can just be not be hanging around as long as they're saying it might, that it can just be more faster in and out, and it just doesn't have a lot of flooding or damage like that. In the name of Jesus Christ, and I just pray for God's might in that situation. Can you hear me? Yes. Somebody's noise in the background.
Yeah.
Carry on, Cindy.
So, God supports mightily that situation in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And I don't know if you guys know, like, we watched 700 Club, and they're in Virginia Beach.
Yeah.
And we were all praying, and it actually changed course after that.
Wow.
It went through
the
south.
That's awesome. I heard it's losing its power.
That's
yes.
It lost power, but then it got stronger again.
Ah, right. Okay. Can someone mute their mic? There's some hissing sound coming through.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
yay!
Nancy, we can hear you. God bless. How you doing, love?
Well, glory, hallelujah, about time.
Well, the funny thing was, I went to call on the group that's already set up, and the telephone icon wouldn't highlight, so I couldn't press it or call, so I had to do another group. So.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Yeah, it's this stupid Skype. But it's good Skype as well, so we can communicate.
No, my computer side decided to update right in the middle of it, so I went back on my Kindle. But you know what? Somebody's got to take authority over this stupid storm, because the believers in Florida did it, and they changed the direction and they changed the strength.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody's agreeing with everything, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know? Got to get rid of these devil winds.
What people did when it was headed towards them, they prayed, and then it was headed right for Virginia Beach area, then it changed course. So they did it too. And then it moved south, and then went towards South Carolina.
Hallelujah. And the believers there can turn it somewhere else.
Yeah.
We were blessed because Seth is in Virginia right now with his fiance's parents. You Bruce's son? And yeah, he's watching over his fiance's parents, so we were blessed that it moved.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, I was just thinking that, you know, believers in their areas should rise up and command this as well. And, you know,
yeah.
It's like we need to take responsibility. I was thinking, you know, I was sharing on my last teaching about how we have this victim mindset and we don't realize we have it at times, when we think that, you know, somebody else has got to do something for us, but really we're the ones to take responsibility. And when we do that, God really empowers us and, you know, helps us to be free, so that we can see that, you know, he's with us and that he's working in us to do those things. So yeah, I mean, like, you know, we pray and we command for this Florence thing as well, here back in here. But it really, like, in every area, if believers rise up, and there are people that are doing it, you know, and maybe not from our fold, if you know what I'm saying, from the group of believers that we know. Because I remember seeing pictures of believers from different communities going to the beaches and talking to the wind and stuff like that. But yeah, definitely right, Nancy. We don't have to put
Absolutely. The Christian church better wake up, because the devil's awake. And this is getting ridiculous, you know. We did it here. We had believers in Sandy. When Hurricane Sandy came, that got inconvenienced.
Yeah.
you know, but they weren't harmed, and they had a baby the night of the storm. You know, I mean, it's like they see it on TV, and it's like everybody's anticipating it to do these terrible things. I mean, what the heck? And if you take places like, say, Puerto Rico, which is very heavily Catholic, there's so much idolatry there, and they don't know the word and the truth, so they don't know to take authority. It's like, well, if it's God's will, you know?
Yeah.
Well, why pray if it's God's will? What's that going to do? But this is, we got to get fed up with this stuff, because yeah. it's not right. We're not supposed to be tossed around. Yeah, we can be in a heavy storm like that and still not be affected like our neighbor or, you know, somebody else, and you can be there for them. The fires in California, a lot of believers who took authority, some believers, not our believers that know the authority, but other ones lost homes and stuff, but the believers that took a stand, it didn't happen. And it's like, how do you get this through to this Christian church that have their ears closed? You know, it's very sad. It's sad because it shouldn't be. You know, Jesus Christ is on earth right now in every one of us.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, again, it comes down to knowing what the Word says and who we are in Christ. And the Word says that we are to rule and reign by one Jesus Christ. And that reign is to have the rule, is to have authority over situations. But we need to take that authority, realize who we are, and start using that as God's working in us. And it's as we do that God energizes, you know. And if we shouldn't be doing something, then, you know, God will show us. Like, you know, like this stepping out in faith. I can remember I got ridiculed for saying to people to just go out and start speaking. Like, you know, you're not going to be hurt by speaking, even if God hasn't kind of led that. You're still going to encourage yourself, I said, but God will show you if it's not right to speak and when it's right to speak, but just begin. And that's what we need to do, is begin to use our authority, is to begin to recognize who we are, to begin to claim the promises of God and put them into practice, like through acting upon it, through seeing ourselves. It comes back to, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. If we don't think we can do it, we're not going to do it. If we know that we can do it because we have the authority of God in Christ in us to do it, then we will step out. And as we do that, God is working with us. It's not that we're working alone. And then as we speak his words of life, then things start to change. And death and life is in the power of the tongue, and those that love it should, you know, eat the fruit thereof. So we are empowered, and we just need to be bold and confident. And we need to empower one another by the encouragement of, you know, building ourselves, Nancy, like you said.
What are you going to do, blow up to heaven a day early? I mean, give me a break.
Amen.
But you know what? I have to tell you, I remember when the fear motivation started, because being born in mid-40s, they had this movie come out called War of the Worlds. I don't know if anybody remembers it. But it was almost like a Flash Gordon movie, but it was War of the Worlds, and it was spiritual. And they had this Roman Catholic priest, and he walked out on the field, and he commanded, and he took authority over everything, and he got killed.
Wow.
Now, you see how subtle that was?
Yeah.
What did that do to that generation of people?
Yeah.
It instilled something like, we can't control, you know, what's going on. And all those things, the subtleties over throughout our lifetime, things that you've seen in a movie that just slipped right past your mind, but it got a root.
Yeah.
Got a root there. And now we're at a stage in our walk and in our responsibility to God where we have to take authority, because he is not backing down, and he is trying to have a real fun time with believers right now.
Yeah.
And we have to stand against evil. We have to take a stand and speak out and not be bound.
Yeah.
You know, captive every thought.
Yeah.
When the thought is what the word says and what the world is saying, or people, you have to get in their face lovingly. And say, listen, this is crap. You got to take a stand against this, and I will stand next to you. you know? And it's the only way you're going to really survive and flourish and have an abundant life. That's the abundant life. Forget the money. You know what?
Yeah.
Calm the storm, you know, turn the storm, calm the storm. Dr. Ware will sit outside of the tent with a tornado headed towards it, and he commanded that thing to go. Well, why? It doesn't just work for him. It's all
yeah.
of us.
That's right.
You know, and so many people have allowed fear from other areas in their life that we're exposed to every day, different things that come at us.
Mm.
And that begins to build and build and build until you're like, you know, I don't want to be bothered, God, but you have to, because
yeah.
you don't have an option. You got to show them who's the Son of God.
Hey.
You are sons and daughters of God, the Most High
yeah.
God. We reign in life. We don't
yeah.
get kicked around. We don't live from crisis to crisis. We live from faith to faith.
Amen. The theme for the year, the just shall live by faith, and that's how it is. And you know, we got to remember that we got, you know, in our, we're body, soul, and spirit, and that soul is our will, mind, and emotions. And when one of those are out of sync, then we're going to be all over the place. And so, like, you know, the adversary will try and attack you also by way of emotions, how you're feeling. And so there's things that we can do to be stay sharp in that area, is not to give in to those emotions, even though we can, you know, emotions are expressed through us in different ways. But it's like, you know, when fear comes, it produces emotion in you to get to want to give up, to be discouraged. But like, you know, when I shared in my teaching that I've just done, that David encouraged himself with God. He went to God for the direction. God gave him the direction. God gave him a promise that he was going to recover all. And it's in those situations that we need to bring our mind back to the promises of God. And all the promises of God are yes in Christ and amen. And I just want to remind you of a record, and we all know it, and I'm just going to read it here, just two verses. And it's in Mark 11 and verse 23. It says, "For verily, Jesus was teaching the disciples how to believe, how to receive, how to remove the problem. For verily, I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea," right? So you've got to speak to it, "and shall not doubt," you've got to not consider any other circumstance in his heart. You don't doubt in your heart. In other words, that doubt comes in when you consider the circumstances, "but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." Really, we are the prophets of our own mouth. What we say is very important, and we need to be very clear in what we say, and we need to be fully persuaded in what we say. And then it says in verse 23, "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire," and again, that word can also be "call for." When you pray, what are you doing? You're calling. Like, that word "desire" is also "call for." When you pray, "believe that you receive them, and you shall have them." Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So again, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. We got to see what we want in our mind before it becomes manifest. We see it's done. We see that storm not only ceasing down, but it's not going to change direction. It's going to cease. Jesus spoke to the wind, and he spoke to the sea, and he just used it. He had no doubt. And it obeyed him, and we can do that together as a body of Christ and as individuals. So yeah, sorry that I just got reminded of that when you were sharing, Nancy.
Well, my son keeps me on my toes, because, you know, emotions is a big area for me. I can get very emotional about certain things, and but then I finally get angry and say, this is BS, you know. So... But you know what? It's true. We do. We have to take authority.
Okay. Right. Yesterday, I went with a friend of mine from church to pray for somebody who was terminally ill. Went into the house, and I haven't seen this lady for maybe about a year. And I hardly recognized her, because she was laying on the sofa, and she was wasn't really aware that we were there. About a year ago, she was told that she had a bad heart valve.
Right.
And they discovered cancer in her body, and I didn't realize how ill she was until I saw her yesterday. So this friend of mine, sister in Christ, Dorothy, she spoke to her, and Kath, her name is what she's called. She said, "I'm very fearful for my life, and very full of fear." And Dorothy comforted her. And we couldn't get to the soap exam. It was the long thing to the room. The husband was there. He was very good. I thought, well, maybe this isn't the right moment to step in. Then suddenly, Eric said to me, "Kim, do you want to pray? Do you want to pray for Kath?" So I said, "Yes." So I put one hand on her and I said, "Lord, I command that she be, this lady be whole again. That she be healed. We have healing through Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. So in his name I pray that you be healed." And I left it like that. I stopped there. But I did say to Kathy, I whispered into her ear, as best like I said, "Fear is the reverse of faith." And I think she understood that.
Yeah.
It's the first time I laid hands on ministers, and you kind of move it afterwards. Dorothy, she was very tearful. I said, "Well, you know, let's believe, let's stand in faith and believe that Kath shall be delivered. She shall be healed through Jesus Christ, who by his stripes have we been healed and we have forgiveness of sins." So it's kind of a tender but a special moment then. And so I just expect for her, Kath shall recover. I don't care what my thoughts are, what other people are saying, what they believe or not believing. I've commanded it, and I believe it shall come to pass. She shall be delivered.
Amen, Kim. Yeah, yeah. And great on you for, you know, when we first begin, you know, the first time you lay hands on people, you know, the adversary tries to put that little doubt there, but you stuck to the principles of what you've sown, you're going to reap now. You know, you ministered, you laid hands, and see, God wants us to be in health. And so when we speak those words, they line up with what the word says, and they will come to pass. And like, you're bang on, it doesn't matter what other people say.
No.
You know, it's what God's word says, and God's word says that by his stripes we were healed. We were healed. So it's a done job. And we just have to believe it. And there's so many negatives out there that says, "Oh, I don't know if you are. Oh, really? Does that work? Oh, you know." But no, we don't pay attention to that. We pay attention to what the word says. So bless your heart for doing that, Kim.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
I think I have my air conditioner just came on and it's making a lot of noise. Is it coming through?
No, I can't hear it, Nancy.
Oh. All right, Father, thank you in the name of Jesus Christ for our wonderful fellowship with each other that we can have every day, anytime. And I thank you, Lord, for opening doors for us to share your word with people and to bring healing to their hearts. Not just physically, Father, but also the mental, which can be worse than anything.
Yeah.
So we can help people get strong in their minds so that they know that you're working in their lives. I thank you for this month coming up and just the fun that we're going to have, just moving your word. We thank you for next month, Father, and I listen to you and thank you for all the things that are going on in the month of October. And just, God, we don't want to lose this summer too quickly. We've been trying to enjoy more of it, and we thank you for the weather, God. We thank you that your hand of protection is always upon your people, that this crap that's going on the East Coast, Father, you have believers there to take authority over that and turn that weather, and so the impact is just minimal, especially in the area of where your children are. So we lift that to you, and I also thank you for our great-granddaughter little Marcella, Ella, and we're just so blessed, Father. We can't wait to see her again. We lift to you anybody whose heart has anything heavy on it right now, that you just lift any burden, Father. We can take those thoughts and lead them obedient to Christ. I thank you for myself, Father, and just for the treatment that I'm getting on my knee, that, God, that's going to make a huge difference. And I'm just going to keep forging ahead because I know you've already healed everything. So I thank you for that, for a great evening and a great sleep for those across the pond. And I'll probably sleep with 4, 5, 3 in your morning, which is normal time to get up and check on them. So I lift these things to you, Father, and I thank you for prosperity for everybody and for peace in our lives, no matter what's going on in the world. And, yeah, God, I'm going to say it. I am so thankful the red calf was born in Israel.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Is Amy still there? Amy? Is she gone? Is Amy gone?
No.
She's there.
Amy, how are your feet?
Well, they're still sore, but they're still there.
Right. They've been praying for your healing, you see.
Yes, and you keep doing that. Thank you.
I shall do.
I'm getting up, and I have to say this, when one of the things that I was concerned about when I was helping my brother was, you know, my feet. I mean, it's kind of like, I tell God, look, you know, I need this to be gone, especially if I'm going to do stuff like this. You know,
right.
You start picking people up and moving them around, that's a heavy man.
Sure, sure.
And then, you know, I also had to deal, you know, my mom had surgery, so she only had one arm to work with, and then I went down there and found out that my stepmother was admitted to a hospital on her way back from, where did she go? She went to Boston. So when I got to her house, that's when I found out that she'd been in the hospital for 5 days. So, you know, I was working, you know, I was giving, I was taking care of, I was lifting people up and doing, and I'm kind of like, God, I need this to be, to go away, and I know what to do, and so I'm going to do it. I'm just got to get out there and get to walking. That's all.
Very good. Bless you in that.
Thank you. Thank you. Please keep praying. Thank you.
Indeed. Indeed.
Thank you. I love you so much. Thank you so much.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great. And that's the body working together. That's what we need to do. Is just encourage one another, pray for one another, inspire one another. Yeah. Are you still there, Scott?
Yes, I am.
What's on your heart, bro?
God bless
you.
That was just a tremendous sharing, Kim, and a real blessing. And, and it made me think that, you know, we really do have to, keep God in our lives at all times. And in Jesus Christ, when he was walking the earth, the example he set was that he was always seeking his Father out and talking to his Father and letting his Father guide him. And as Kim pointed out, there are certain things we do that are common sense. I don't need to go to God to ask him how to tie my shoes. And by the way, if I didn't know how to tie my shoes, I certainly could go to God and he would help me. sometimes, like I said earlier in the fellowship, God knows more about us than we know about ourselves. So sometimes, if he has like that, if we need a job, he has that perfect job for us. And we may not think that that job is a real blessing to us initially, but, if God is putting us there and putting us you know, on a specific job, whatever. And, you know, I've had experiences in my past where I didn't think, well, God got me a very good job. And initially I thought, is this what you want from me, God? This job doesn't seem like it's really going to bless me. And when I got out of the job, I found out I was blessed. Yes, so this is where God wanted me. So, just let God guide us. Let Him direct our paths, and He's going to bless us abundantly. He's going to put us into a position where we're going to be happy and blessed if we follow His path. And we just listen to Him, and certainly if there's a situation like a job or whatever, if it becomes a situation where it's no longer a blessing, then God's going to move us on to something even better. Yeah. So, we just continue to trust in Him and follow His path, and that's the key. Walk in that spirit, and don't listen to what the old man is telling us, that old man nature, and that tries to guide us in the wrong direction. But stay focused on that walk in the spirit, and stay focused on God every day. Keep Him first in our lives. Talk to him all day long, and keep Him first, and He'll never forsake us, and He'll never lead us astray. So that's it. Just keep that focus on Him.
You know, something else that Kim said tonight, it just really struck me. Yeah, that sometimes when you read things in a word, things just kind of jump out the page. God will give you the seed to sow.
Yes.
And I thought, He not only, you know, we sow the seed, but He gives us the seed to sow. So He provides, you know, He's like providing it all. We're not giving back something that, you know, we went out and, oh, let me get this over here so I can get it. He's giving it to us. We give it back to honor Him. But He gives us. He gives. There is nothing that we have, nothing that He hasn't already provided. He gives us the seed to sow. He gave us the seed in us in the first place. All things, everything. There is not a thing that we have that He has not already given us. And He gives us the seed to sow. It's not like, okay, you sit there thinking, well, now I got to go out and get this, you know, I got to get this whatever, money or this purse. You don't have to do. He's providing it. He's also providing the wisdom with which to do with that which He has given you. So He provides the seed, then He gives you the wisdom to do what, you know, we need to do with it. The only thing, we just act on what He says. We act on the wisdom that He's given us, you know. And yes, there are habit things that we've learned, you know, so that, you know, we don't have to take 30 minutes to, you know, brush our teeth. It's just, you know, or go to steps, because those are, you know, those are habits. Those are things that we need. But if even that, those were taught. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm saying He's provided it all. It's not something that we have to sit down and figure out from nothing how to get to something. He has provided it all. He's given us His word. He gave it so that we can walk in wisdom. He gave it so that in communication to us. He gave it so that we can have something solid to stand on. He gave it so that, you know, we would not be tossed about by everybody else's opinion about everything. You know.
Yeah.
The Father of lies.
Yeah.
He provided it. He didn't. There's nothing we have that He hasn't provided. And He gives us instruction. I love it. All things that pertain unto life and godliness are right here in the book.
Amen. Amen.
He gave us the seed to sow. He gave us the seed. That's it.
When she said that, I went, huh.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
It just shows you the great love of God as well, because, you know, He does meet our basic needs for living, even if we haven't given. And we just got to recognize that he's always going to meet our needs, but He always gives us something that we can give so that we can replenish it. And, you know, just like with the farmer, he sows his seed, and then he gets more seed from the crops he gets so that he can continue to the cycle of sowing and reaping. And that's what God's designed it. So we got to use and harness what God's given us. And it's just very practical. It's just very practical. If you think about Joseph, okay, God pre-warned, the Pharaoh that there was going to be a famine. Joseph interpreted the dream. But God gave the wisdom of what to do in the plenteous years, which was to store up, right? And, you know, to make sure that there was seed for the to take him through the 7 years of famine. So God is, you know, he's a loving, loving God, and He really wants to take care of all of His children. He pre-warns us of certain things. He lets us know that we got an abundance, that He wants us to be abundantly blessed. But He lets us know what to do and how to use what He's provided, the stewardship of things. And so, like, you know, we can, you know, we give from what He gives us, and so that we can continue the cycle of sowing and reaping. That also is taking care of the needs within the body of Christ, not just the ministers, but for other needs that rise up through, even when there's poor people. I know a lot of believers don't think you should give to poor people, but at the end of the day, they're God's kids. Whether they're born again or not, God created them, and it's through our love and offering to people that they wake up to Christ. Is, you know, I've had so many open doors when I've been out, and I had to go to the shops, I've had to go into the town centre. I see all these, lots of people now are begging on the streets. They got nowhere to go, like Kim said. And God just shows me, okay, go and bless that person over there, and they might have a dog with them. They might have had a home, lost the home, and they've got this dog, and it's hot, and there's no water for the dog. I go and get something for the dog, I go and get something for them. And then I, like, whether it's food, and then I also give them some money, as God shows me. But it opens up a door just to say, look, you know, God's with you. You don't have to stay where you are. You can go to Him. You can believe. And give Him my number if you want any further help to believe God to get you out of your situation. We'll help you. And just showing that love and that kindness of God. And it's not just for the believers. It's to, God has blessed us so that we can bless the world. And that we can show Him His great love. And that's what it's about. It's about heart. And that's how the things are going to grow. If we don't go, then it's not going to grow. And if we don't use what God's given us, then we're not going to see the continual cycle of sowing and reaping and all this kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah, and Lawrence, I think you just emphasized something very important. It's, when you said, as God shows you, as God, you know, when you're in a situation where...
Yes.
There's an opportunity to bless somebody, you know, you'll be generous and giving, and as God shows you, you know, He's pointing out somebody specific that you're going to be really blessed and make an influence on them. You know, He'll point it out, and He's not necessarily saying just go throw money at anyone in the world.
Yeah, He give you wisdom.
Throw it every. Yeah, you just let Him guide you, and you know, because we do want to bless people, and we do want to be giving, and we do want to share with others, and it's very important that we just walk in the Spirit and let God guide us.
Yeah, yeah.
And then He's gonna have us blessing people, and where we direct our giving, you know, He's gonna put it right in them. In the right place, He's going to guide us and have us put that you know, find whether it's money, find you know, a gift of money or whatever. However, you're going to bless them, bless somebody. He's going to put you in contact with the right person, and He's going to show you exactly who to bless and what to do.
Yeah,
and let Him guide us.
That's right. I mean, it's bang on. And when we do it with God, because God wants us to be precise, you know, like on target with what He wants to accomplish. If you think of Jesus Christ, when He was walking, how many sick people, ill people, poor people did he walk past? But it was the ones that God opened the doors for him to minister to that got the deliverance. It wasn't that God wasn't going to meet those other guys' needs, but it was at that time there was a specific need for a specific person that needed to bring deliverance, which also brought glory to God, which also highlighted that God is a God of love and that he's a God that sees in orders to provide for his people.
Exactly. And, you know, if we're thinking in our carnal minds, you know, and not being guided by the Spirit, we're thinking like, you know, hey, I want to bless somebody today by buying them an idol or a voodoo doll or something. And, well, that's not coming from God, or at least God anyway. So that might be coming from the wrong God. We really want to be guided in the Spirit, and we want to bless people. So just go to God, seek God out, and he'll guide our paths as far as that's concerned.
Amen. He wants us to be, God wants it to be power with an impact, so it's precision. You know, like God is precise, and we, you know, when we just allow God to listen to that still small voice inside our hearts, we know. Like sometimes I've gone to walk past someone which God has shown me to give, but it just tugs on my heart so much that I say, okay, Father, I'm listening. What do I do? And then I evaluate the situation and I'm listening to that voice, and then I know what to do. So God is, he's working with us. It's like when he sent out the disciples, it said that God was working with them, confirming his word with signs, miracles and wonders following. So we're not in it alone when we're out alone. He's working with us, you know. So really important that we do listen to God and what he's showing. And how we get to that point where we know he's talking to us is just begin. You know, and so like sometimes I have made, when I first began, I would make mistakes, you know, and it wasn't God, it was just my emotion or something like that. But the more I began to walk, the more I began to hear God's voice and recognize and discern that this was God actually showing me. And that's how we grow in our relationship.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, guys.
I am really very blessed that I got, finally, I feel like I just came home.
Yeah, we missed you. We missed you very much.
I missed you guys too.
And it's great what you were sharing, Nancy, about the red heifer and all that. That stuff is just very, very significant, I believe. And
well, it's another area that we need to learn.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, something that we didn't see that God is now exposing, and it's very exciting, and something that hasn't happened in 2,000 years, and it's happening for a reason. And so
it's not coincidence, is it?
I have to go package my dog food.
Okay, no, so, Kim's out there doing our cheese and biscuits.
Love you guys.
Love you, Nancy. Friday. God bless you.
Bye all.
Bye-bye.
Love you all, guys. Well, Catherine, how did you enjoy the fellowship tonight?
Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed that.
That's brilliant,
darling. Yeah, thank you very much. It was really, really good.
Yeah, and the more you listen and connect, the more you'll learn very quickly, and the more you see God do for you.
Yeah, I mean, I can't talk about it now, obviously, because you finished, but, I mean, that perfect example, what happened with me last week about my friend, you know, that I forgot my purse, I told you about it, and happened and stuff. So that was an example that, you know, God was with me that day.
Yeah, yeah.
But I can share that another time.
You can share it now. I'm recording now, so I'm going to add this to the sharing.
But you're finishing now, aren't you?
Carry on. If you want to share, carry on. You can share it.
All right, well, I'll make it very quick then, because you're going to go. I've got a really good friend called Cindy. She lives in South Dakota in the States, and she's been through the mill lately. She's had a full hip knee replacement, and she got over that eventually. Then she had problems with her head and eyes. Then she had a torn ligament in her shoulder. So I thought, right, okay, I wanted to cheer her up a little bit, even though I speak to her over Facebook.
Yeah.
So I thought, and then she's also got a new grandson on the way very soon as well. So I thought, I know, I'll cheer her up. And I knew something felt right that I needed to do this. So I reserved a really pretty photo frame in the local store at Argos to buy her, to send over to her, to cheer her up. And I thought, oh, I'll get her a little bar of chocolate as well as a little treat for her. Anyway, I went to collect it, and obviously, as you know, like, so I'm in my wheelchair, and I don't have a great massive battery, I think. So I charged my chair up, I went down in my wheelchair to pick this photo frame up that I reserved, and I got down there, and I thought, I got to my purse and thought, oh no, I forgot my purse. What am I going to do? Do I go all the way back home to collect it and come back again, which I was a bit worried that I might not have enough battery, or do I come back that time tomorrow? And I thought, am I searching for my bag? And I thought, oh no, I really don't have no money on me. What am I going to do? And anyway, I found the Argos gift voucher that was right at the very back of my bag, and which I had come through the post a few days ago, because I bought a fridge freezer. Anyway, I had a gift voucher, and it was for £10, and this photo frame is £9.99. So I thought, oh my goodness, thank goodness.
Yeah,
you know,
brilliant.
And I stuck at the sky, and I said, thank you ever so much, God, for, you know, for looking after me today. I was able to get my friend's gift, and so I went in and picked up the photo frame. And I went home, and I went to the post office, and I got it sent off for her. And then I messaged her to say, look, hun, I said, I've got you this present to cheer you up. It's on its way. But, you know, and it really felt like it was meant to happen. Like God was with me that day. And, yeah, it really made me happy, because now I was able to make her happy, you know. And because if I hadn't kept that reservation, if I hadn't picked it up, that reservation would have been lost, and then if I'd have gone back the next day or the day after, that could have been out of stock, so she might not have ended up having it. So I was really, really grateful for that day, but yeah, God must have been with me. He sure must have been.
He certainly was. That's brilliant. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
That's great stuff. So God took care of you, and you didn't have a wasted journey either.
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
no.
Excellent stuff. That's great. Okay, anybody else want to share anything, or should we wrap it up now? Oh, thank you, Doris.
Yeah, I love you guys. I've got to get going.
Bless you, Amy. Thank you for your heart and sharing love. It's always a great blessing to hear you.
It's always a great blessing to be with the family. I love you guys.
Love you very
love
much.
You guys.
Have a great week and weekend. We love you.
Okay.
God bless you. Anna and Pedro, thank you for joining us again. It's a real blessing to have you with us. And I pray you're encouraged and strengthened.
We are thankful too. And we are not going to share probably later on the next one, but it was really nice, and we are really blessed.
That's great. Fantastic.
Thank you so much for all that shared with us, and we love you all, and we wish you a really great week with God and His prosperity and abundance in everything we do.
Amen.
With His wisdom, and we'll be here next week.
Praise the Lord.
And if you need anything, just let us know.
Oh, bless your heart. Thank you.
Hey, we love you.
We love you.
Love you guys.
Love you. Bless your heart. Jason had to go. His taxi arrived. I mean, obviously, the time ran away with us tonight. But I said to him that I'll make sure he shares next week, that's for sure. Because he's always got some wonderful stuff to share. But he was blessed, and he sends his love to everyone. So anyway, guys, well, I'm going to ring off now. Kim's just done me some cheese and biscuits, because I've been a good boy today. So God bless you all. Love you. Love you, Cindy. Love you, Bruce. Love you, Catherine. Love you, Anna and Pedro and Scott and anyone else I might have missed out there. Have a great weekend. And again, if anyone wants to teach, just let us know ahead of time, and you can teach. No problem.
I'm still working on putting mine together, and I'll keep you posted and let you know.
Yeah.
it's going to be something really great. It's
amen.
You know, I think that God or put it, you know, whatever God puts on my heart. So I'm going to work on that. And so, but you have a great night, Lawrence, and enjoy your late night snack.
I will, yeah. So anyway, if anyone wants to share like a teaching that some God's working in your heart, then just let us know, like give us a week's notice type of thing, and then we can arrange it for you to share. We don't have to do all the teachings. We want other people to rise up and to share, because God's working in all of us. So bless your hearts.
Bless you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
God bless everyone.
Everybody.
Love you all. Bye. Bye, Kath. Bye.
Bye. Love bye, Kim.
Love you. Love to Christopher. God bless.
Okay. Bye. Love you guys.
Love you.